Hello, it's Tessa, one of the news editors here at Manx Radio, back with you for another episode of Newscast. Today, how a tragic case of mistaken identity during last year's TT races has led to robust changes ahead of this year's event. A warning that this report contains information some listeners may find upsetting.
We now concentrate on three wheels. And away we go.
The start of the first sidecar race of TT 2022. On the grid on Saturday the 4th of June were two newcomers to the mountain course, César Chanel and Olivier Laverelle. It was the race of their lives, according to Mr. Chanel's mother. But tragically, just minutes after setting off, it ended in disaster.
It's Radio TT here on Saturday the 4th of June, where a red flag has halted proceedings here today in the sidecar race that started at 3:15. There will be no further action today.
Sidecar number 21 that day, crewed by the French duo, crashed near Ago's Leap. The aftermath was, as one witness described, like a bomb had gone off. Two friends, two teammates, two families, life changed forever. 32-year-old César Chanel dead at the scene, Olivier Laverelle dying in a French hospital 4 months later from the injuries he sustained. For the families of both men who attended the conclusion of the inquest into the death of Mr. Chanel, closure now perhaps with the verdict of misadventure. Coroner Jane Hughes described the incident as a tragedy, not least due to the mistaken identity issue, which has resulted in robust changes to motorsport events of the future. For unbeknown to anyone at the time, the French riders were carrying each other identification tags, leading TT organisers to announce the death of the wrong competitor.
News at 12 noon. TT race organisers say they believe that announcing the death of sidecar passenger Olivier Laverelle was a case of mistaken identity.
The Isle of Man TT says it now believes a sidecar driver died in an incident on Saturday instead of his passenger following a case of mistaken identity.
A French sidecar competitor who was killed in an incident at this year's TT was carrying his teammate's identification on him when their sidecar crashed.
This, the coroner said, only established when Mr. Chanel's mother rushed to the UK hospital where she was told her son was, only to find his teammate there instead. Describing the mistaken identity issue as a most unfortunate error, Coroner Hughes said despite speculation and rumour, she could find no evidence they'd purposely swapped their ID tags, nor did she find any mechanical defects, obstructions in the carriageway, or issues with the road surface at Ago's Leap. There was, in short, she said, no definitive answer as to what went wrong. Stopping short of making formal recommendations, she said the changes brought forward by the Auto Cycle Union were welcomed. So what are those changes and what difference will they make at TT 2023? It's something I put to Clark of the course, Gary Thompson.
The first measure was brought in immediately after TT 2022, and that was that sidecar drivers are required to wear an elasticated armband on the right upper arm as an additional form of identification, and that was brought in after last year's TT in readiness for the Southern 100 event, and that was implemented at the Southern 100 event on the Brown course last July. What we've also done is ID tags, or the wearing of ID tags, is now covered extensively in the rider briefings, and this was, I covered this extensively in the rider briefings for the Manx Grand Prix last August. As well as ID tags, competitors are now required to have ID sewn on the inside of their leathers. So there's two forms of ID. Obviously, the ID tags around the neck on a chain and then sewn in on the inside of the leathers. And then there'll also be spot checks in the assembly areas. So we've got experienced officials in the assembly area, and they will do spot checks of quite extensive spot checks before every session of both solo and sidecar competitors.
I think the question people will be asking is why more stringent checks for ID weren't in place before now?
Yeah, that's a good question. But the ID tag check, the checking of ID tags has always been in place. It's always checked prior to first practice or the first session when all the PPE checks are carried out. So it's always been there. But what we're doing now is doing additional checks before every single session.
Are you confident that with these changes, a situation like we had last year won't be repeated?
Absolutely, yeah. With the measures we're putting in place, that won't be repeated next year, because on the spot checks, and when I say spot checks, the majority of the solos and the sidecar competitors will be checked before each session, and we've got enough people in the assembly area to do that. So and anybody found not to be wearing either the ID tags or the ID sewn into the leathers simply won't go out on the road.
One of the other things that has been implemented as a result is a sidecar working group. Just tell me a little bit more about that and what that will look at and what you hope that will achieve.
Yeah, immediately after TT 2022, we set up a sidecar working group, and that was to look at various aspects of the sidecar class, A, to sustain the sidecar class, but also to implement any other measures, you know, to make the sidecar class safer. And the one thing we have brought in after consultation is the effectively a pre-event, you know, for want of a better term, a pre-event MOT check of all sidecars. So, you know, through the technical director and the chief technical officer for the event, they'll check all outfits before the first session, and any outfit found not to be suitable simply won't go out.
And is that designed to give teams more time if changes are needed to their machinery, rather than it being sort of in the scrutineering process just before they're about to go out? If something's identified, I guess they've got more time to look at it in more depth.
The technical inspection process, that's to ensure that a machine, whether that's solo or sidecar, complies to the ACU's road race standing regulations. But the idea of the pre-event MOT check is for a stringent check to be made of the machine, of the outfit, and then to identify any issues to the competitors, to the sidecar teams, you know, in good time before, so they can rectify it before first practice. But that they'll be rechecked, and again, quite simply, if they're not up to standard, they won't be going out on the course.
One of the other things you mentioned whilst you were giving your evidence at the inquest was introducing some more technology for the technical team. So the introduction of tablet devices to photograph the sidecar machines. What would be the point of that, and why will that be beneficial?
That's it's something I've discussed with the chief technical officer. So it's again, it's just another measure so that, you know, if anything's questioned as to what's picked up in technical inspection, we've got a photograph of the outfit or the machine, so that can be shown to the competitor or the competitor's mechanic in case there's any discrepancy. But also, you know, we're looking at tablets, and we're probably looking at some sort of CCTV in there as well. Again, just to demonstrate that, you know, ID tags have been checked by the technical officers. Again, it's really, we're doing what we can to, A, protect the technical officials, but also, obviously, to ensure all checks have been made and all competitors are carrying ID tags.
One of the things that the inquest touched on was speculation, both in terms of the ID tags and in terms of the road surface at Aggersleap. Now, the coroner did find that there was no evidence to suggest that there was anything wrong with the road, and that there was no evidence to suggest that they deliberately swapped their tags. My question to you is, speculation always happens after events in a TT. What reassurance can you give competitors and their families that if there was an issue, that riders could come and raise that with you? Now, you said that nobody had raised issues with Aggersleap with you, but
Is there a forum that people can come to you and discuss issues if they do feel that something maybe isn't quite right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I'm hopefully looked upon. As you say, I've been clerk of the course now for 10 years, and I think all the competitors know that, you know, I'm always available to hear any issues. And certainly in the past, when some riders have had issues with certain parts of the course, I've listened to what they've said and we've taken action, you know, before the next session. That happened last year at the Gooseneck. It happened a few years ago at Sarah's Cottage. So I've always been open to take comments from riders and act on them immediately. But for next year, for this year, for TT 2023, on the Wednesday of week one, we're having a specific competitors meeting in the hospitality suite. So obviously I do all my rider briefings at the weekend before the first session, but on the Wednesday we're having a specific session so that the competitors, both solo and sidecar, can come to that meeting and raise any issues with me and my team, so we can put right or discuss it and put right during the course of the event.
And you can find more on this story and more about the conclusion of the inquest into the death of TT racer César Chanel at manxradio.com.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.